91.5 WMFO Medford.
Ground. when you believe there's no mountain you can climb. And if you get it wrong, you get it right next time. Next time. Next time.
You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. If my mic is working, maybe you can hear me. It's unclear. Well, we'll be around for the hour. This is Instant Crush, and now we're listening to Green River by Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Just like the river, I've been running ever since. She said it's been a long time coming, but I know my change is gonna come. Oh yeah. He said it's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I might not be if I knew what was up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time.
Innocence again. Oh, the candles can do miracles. sail away and find serenity. Oh, the canvas can do miracles. Just you wait and see, then believe me. Sailing takes me away to where I've always knew it could be. Just a dream of the wind to carry me. Soon I will be free.
Cold and I just don't care, so I'm
gonna find something else to do. Just take a really good look at me. I'm 22 and I still don't see why all of you people can't get along anymore. 'Cause falling down ain't so hard to do. Your only crutch be the bottle of brew. So I'm gonna find something else to do. 'Cause if I ever was to say to you all them things that you wanted me to love, I'd have to find something else to do. So I'm gonna stand here by your fire, 'cause it's a cold one tonight. I'm taking care of soul fight, and you're the reason why. Well, I don't ask questions and I don't tell no lies. It's the reason why I'm taking care of soul fight, and you're the Cause it's a cold one tonight, taking care of so fine. And you're the reason why. Trying to make a living and doing the best I can.
Welcome back to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. Hopefully you can hear me. We are having some technical difficulties in the studio so far today. If you can hear us, come to our DJ chat on the website and give us a shout. I'd love to chat with y'all. But anyways, we're back on the radio. My name is Jared, joined by my co-host, Phineas Cocchio, and rejoined by our intern, Mr. Abraham Jollis, and it is his birthday.
It's glad to be here. Thank you so much.
Happy birthday, Abe.
This is a really cool studio.
Yeah, I know. It's like, it's really sick, and you've never been here before, and it's first time for everything, and it's your birthday, and you're getting your performance review for your internship next week.
I love this minimalist approach, how we only have two working microphones, so Finian and I are cheek-to-cheek currently, speaking into mic three.
Hey, man, it's...
We're down bad at WMFO right now. We don't really know what's going on.
No, but it's okay. Our last show of the season.
Of the season, correct. Last one. We will not be back next week. We have not done any volunteer hours again for the fourth semester. Hopefully no one's listening. We're going to do them all this weekend. We're going to do them all this weekend. We're going to get the show back for one last semester.
We're going to do 20 service hours.
We only need five.
Back to back.
But we're going
to
do 20.
35 service hours.
We're going above and beyond here.
It's like Ron Jaworski. Yesterday I watched 72 hours of film.
So we will, how old are you, Abe?
I'm 22 years young.
We will be doing the equivalent amount of service hours as Jamarcus Russell did film watching. But we will be taking credit for the same amount.
That's a good pull.
I think that's fine.
I think that's the only thing that we can do if we hope to get our show back.
That's a good shout. Jared, as a resident New England Patriots fan and... I guess North Carolina Tar Heel hater, as you are a Duke fan. what do you think about Bill Belichick getting hired?
Well, first of all, I think the Patriots made one of the greatest trades in the history of sports, even trading Bill Belichick to UNC for Drake May. And I think that will be something that carries the franchise for a long time. But we were talking about this. It's just crazy that this even happened, that no one would have saw this coming a year ago. And either it's going to be incredible or a complete disaster. And we were talking about Belichick, he's bringing his lackeys with him. He's bringing Mike Lombardi. He's bringing Patricia. He's bringing his kid. Who knows? Maybe Josh McDaniels will show up. You know, there's a whole cohort of Belichick lackeys that do whatever he says. And to me, that is worrying because the issue in New England was there, no one would say no to him. And there's going to be nobody saying no to him in North Carolina, not a single soul. But he's Bill Belichick, and we were saying this is the perfect time for there to be a college program that is centered around being an NFL program. We need it because NIL is getting out of control. You know, the lack of preparation is getting out of control. He's the guy to fix that. We'll see.
I mean, it's going to, like, come in. Kids are going to be asking for their NIL package, and he's going to say, like, how's that history grade, you know?
He's going to hold them accountable.
He's going to hold them accountable. I love
it. He's going to go, you're talking about NIL. You need to be thinking about catching the damn ball.
That's actually a really good Bill impression. I didn't know you had that.
That's like an impression of Julian Edelman.
Doing Bill, yeah, pretty much, yeah.
That's pretty good. Now, his son, Steven, if I'm not mistaken.
Talented coach.
Isn't he? Wasn't he one of the coordinators?
He was the play caller, the defensive play caller in New England, and then he's the defensive coordinator at Washington.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know about him as head coaching material. He's certainly been more impressive than his brother, Brian, who's still with the Patriots. But, again, it's just hard to tell when the whole Belichick thing is like the people who get the jobs because they're friends with him. It's like the Trump administration. Like you don't know these people are qualified or not. They're there because they have connections to the guy.
That's actually a really good analogy.
It really is. It's like his family. It's and maybe these people are his boys and really good at what they do. For a while, we thought Matt Patricia was a really good defensive coordinator. Then he was a terrible head coach. You know, he was terrible in New England the second time. It's hard. McDaniels was great all those years, and he was bad as head coach. It's impossible to tell. It really is. And Mike Lombardi, like, genuinely his entire career is, you know, arguing with Felger about Belichick. Like, that's all he does. He goes on, like, podcasts and defends Bill Belichick. That's, like, what value is there? I don't know.
Yeah, they're gonna absolutely love it in Chapel Hill. Chapel Bill.
Chapel Bill. It's crazy.
But my question is, college coaches generally, I don't know if this is right, but generally they're either X's and O's or they're for recruiting, right? Like, he seems like he can do both.
I don't think he's going to recruit at all.
I think.
No, not at all.
I think the recruiting is just going to come to him because he's Bill Belichick, because there's name value there. I mean, UNC has a huge, like, NIL package kind of thing. Like, they can afford to spend the money on their program. But, like, kids are going to look at it and be like, I could either go somewhere that's offering me a ton of money, or I can play on Sundays because I got coached by Bill Belichick. And you'll see, like, a lot of guys are going to make that decision.
If Mike Lombardi is the GM, I don't even know if that's true, but if he is the GM, I assume he does kind of handles that stuff, and then, like, he goes to the recruits, and he just, again, what he does is he glazes Bill Belichick, so that's perfect. Like, he goes to the recruits, Belichick will do all these things, they get in, and then he is X's and O's, but what? I don't know. He's a defensive coach, best defensive coach ever, right? And it was working until the end. Even when New England sucked, the defense was good. Right. Can you coach college players to do that defense? Like, it's anything but simple.
The question is, can he coach bench warmer lacrosse players to do that?
They'll be starring a receiver within days. But who's, hire Tom Brady to run the offense? I don't know.
No, I don't know. Tom Brady has enough time for that, dude. Can you imagine, like, he calls games on Sundays. He does the owner thing for the Raiders.
And then he's the offensive coordinator at UNC.
Yeah. He's like training jujitsu or whatever.
Yeah, Alex Guerrero's like the team trainer. Belichick would not allow that.
No, absolutely not. Anyway, we only got a couple minutes left, if I'm not mistaken. About 12 minutes left of the show. Jared, what's next on the menu?
All right, so we just had Ramblin' Man by the Allman Brothers Band. That was choice courtesy of Abe. And now we've got one I've never heard before. I'm hearing it has bird noises in it. We're talking about Walking in the Rain by Funk Mammoth.
Thank you. And you get that.
Begin to think I understand. Anywhere we are, you and I have always been. Ever and ever, I see myself within your eyes, and that's all I need to show the world. Everything I do always takes me home.
Shut the fuck up and keep it rap. Bitch, I'm from the land. Don't say you hate LA when you don't travel past the 10. Am I tripping? Yes, I am. Meditate over some money. I see Franklin, I find Zan. Bitch, I'm from the land. Don't say you hate LA, but live in LA and pretend. My neck on Tarantino, Alejandro Spike. Just know you took the scenic route if you stand by me, stupid.
So fly in this bitch. 50 on me, don't die. and shit. You know I'm up or down when I slide in this bitch.
Beamers and the Jets outside in this bitch. West side, get the money, yeah, that's for sure. Streets don't love you, better respect the code. Ain't no sleeping in on Sunday.
If it's about the money, then my niggas on go.
When I walk in, low, yeah, bring that. It's unanimous, high pop shit.
When I walk in, hoes better get in check. You looking at a bad bitch, nothing less.
Walk, 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 tiptoe, pivot, walk, tiptoe, pivot.
From us at 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio.
Girl, it's that time of year to sing Feliz Navidad. Underneath the tree there should be some presents sent from Santa Claus. Girl, I'm begging you, don't be mad at me. I forgot it's Christmas and you're all so hard to try to please. Ay, 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 it's Christmas and I don't know what to do. Ay, 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 it's Christmas and I don't have a gift for you. I can give you ay, ay, ay. All you need is ay, ay, ay. Un poquito ay, ay, ay. On this Christmas night, yeah. Girl, pretend my shiny big red bowls wrapped around your kisses underneath the magic mistletoe. Girl, my gift of love is coming from the heart. Peace on earth, goodwill to all starts right here where we are. Everybody sing. Ay, 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 it's Christmas and I don't know what to do. Ay, 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 it's Christmas and I don't have a gift for you. I can give you ay, ay, ay. All you need is ay, ay, ay. And I don't know what to do. Ay, 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 it's Christmas and I don't have a gift for you. I can give you ay, ay, ay. All you need is ay, ay, ay. Un poquito ay, ay, ay. On this Christmas night, yeah. Ay, 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 it's Christmas and I don't know what to do. Ay, 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 it's Christmas and I don't have a gift for you. I can give you.